Showcase project will save about $100,000 a year in energy costs, that is, reducing the Oval's market rate power need by 20%. Colin Hilton, president and CEO of the Legacy Foundation, said the project will help them reduce operating costs and thus keep the doors open at the Oval, which was built for the 2002 Olympics. Hilton said the project will cover the entire south parking lot at the Oval.
We're putting this as a canopy shade structures where the actual over 3,000 solar modules are elevated and provide both the shade structure and parking ability and the solar production system. So it's truly unique and producing over 1 million kilowatt hours a year annually for our needs there at the Oval.
The project will cost nearly $1.4 million. Hilton said they've pulled together funding from a number of sources, including a grant of $564,000 from Rocky Mountain Power.
And we were able to get also $200,000 from Salt Lake County and a combination of other sources for another $200,000. So we pulled together $964,000 out of the $1.4 million project, and we are excited to roll out this solar panel project in a really creative way next to the Olympic Oval.
Yeah, so you'll be financing then the other $500,000 or so?
Yes, yes.
He said they expect the solar array will return their investment in 5 years.
You know, that investment for us will actually show a less than 5-year return on our investment, because the project will save us a little over, on average, about $100,000 a year on our power bills there.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. So, I mean, how much do you spend every year on keeping the ice cool at
the Oval?
Yes,
and that is the reason we're doing this, because the power bill alone just for the Olympic Oval is $750,000 a year. So it's a massive project. These Olympic facilities are high energy, high labor intensive facilities.
He said it will reduce the burden of normal commercial power rates.
You know, the commercial rates, you know, the biggest challenge is the demand charges on power for commercial operators. So we've been focusing on a variety of efforts, and those demand charges, especially during peak times of the year, like at the Oval, we keep the ice open there during those summer months. And there's different rates the power company charges when everybody's using their air conditioners and such. So we're reducing those peak demand times and finding sources that are different than the traditional power means.
He added that they learned a lot from Salt Lake County and their solar project at the Salt Palace.
There's things called purchase power agreements, where governmental entities or nonprofits can actually work with a solar system provider, in this case, through an RFP process that the state did. We were able to partner up with Solar City, which is the largest solar provider in the country right now, and they provide the a guaranteed power of 20 years in this power purchase agreement, and we buy it from them. And this allows then their entity as a for-profit organization to receive the tax credits, the federal and state tax credits, and pass on those benefits back to the nonprofit or governmental entities. So
Colin Hilton, CEO of the Utah Olympic Legacy Foundation, he said the construction started this week and they hope to finish by October. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.